Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what's up, guys, and thanks again for hanging out with me. Listen, I just want to take a few moments right up front to give God some thanks, because I believe that without him, none of this would be possible. So I just pray that somebody out there that's listening is inspired, encouraged, motivated to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And that you can grab some of the nuggets from today's episode and apply them to your life, to your business, wherever you need to apply them. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen and amen. But listen, guys, today, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about commitment. That's right, the big commitment. And I'm talking about commitment in all areas. So let's just dive right in. Before we even get into commitment, what does commitment even mean, right? Maybe you have your own definition or own meaning of commitment, but the actual definition in the dictionary of commitment means the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity, right? So I wanted to talk about commitment and what level of commitment are you functioning at right now, currently today? What level are you currently functioning at, right? What are you dedicated to? What have you been dedicated to? What do you want to dedicate yourself to, right? What cause do you want to be a part of? That's what commitment is all about, and we're going to get into it because, listen, I'm just a firm believer. We commit to so many things in life, right? We commit to our jobs, our churches, our spouses, our gyms, our friends, our appointments, our TV shows, and the list can go on and on and on the things that we commit to. But I've noticed, and maybe you've noticed as well, when it comes to committing to ourselves, right? We always let ourselves down. 9 times out of 10, we let ourselves down. Most of the time, not all of the time, right? I'm not saying every single person, but most of the time, and even those that have a great level of commitment, there've been times, I can guarantee you, there's been times where they've committed and they let themselves down. It happens to the best of us, right? Because commitment is a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow. And we say we want to commit to something and we may have the right intentions and we may have even the right mindset. But when it comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, it's difficult to commit to certain things sometimes. And we're going to talk about all that type of stuff. So for example, right? In the beginning of every year, what do people do? They make New Year's resolutions, right? That's them saying they're committing to whatever it is that they're committing to, right? Whether it's to, most people say they want to stop smoking, lose weight. Those are some of the just popular ones. Stop smoking, lose weight, invest in themselves, more personal development, more courses, more coaches, you know, build a business, whatever that looks like, right? They say they want to commit and they start the year fired up, energized, and ready to go. Right? But we all know that January 17th is Global Break Your Resolution Day, right? Just less than 3 weeks into the year, people are already giving up on what they said they were going to commit to do. Now, why is that? That's the big question right there. Why do people let themselves down, or why do people quit on the things that they say that they want to commit to? Now, I believe that it goes deep, right? I believe that a lot of people are afraid to commit sometimes because of their past experiences dealing with commitment, right? Maybe when they were a child, maybe their parents got divorced and they saw that the commitment that their parents had didn't work, right? Or maybe they saw people committing to things, or maybe as they grew up, they committed to do things themselves and over, they just let themselves down. Whatever that commitment was, they just let themselves down. So eventually, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, you're going to build up a certain type of mindset around that topic or around that issue or around that experience. And so when people are constantly in that habit, right, what you're doing is you're creating a habit. When people are in the habit of letting themselves down, then that's the result that's going to be produced and reciprocated over and over and over again. And sometimes, and this is the dangerous part, sometimes it even happens subconsciously. Sometimes it happens unintentionally. Sometimes it happens and we're not even aware that it's happening. But little by little, we commit to something, and then little by little, we stop doing what we said that we were going to commit to. And that's real talk. It happens to everybody. It's happened to me. It's happened to you. And if you say it hasn't, then you're lying. That's just the reality, because it happens to everyone. And you know why? Another reason why I think that commitment is so hard is because when you say that you're going to commit to something, that thing, whatever it is, it's going to take work, and a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work, because commitment takes work, right? When you commit to that job, guess what you have to do? You have to work, right? That's what they're paying you for. And you commit to, when you're in a relationship and you commit to that person and you commit to that your spouse, that maintaining that relationship is going to take work, right? You commit to your churches or your places of worship, it's going to take work. Gym, same thing, work. Friends, work. Appointments, work. Everything takes work. And the one that kills me the most is people who say they want to commit to going to the gym because that involves making a financial investment, right? Monthly, on a monthly basis. Now, yeah, maybe some of the other things may take some type of investment as well, right? Anything that we put our efforts to is some type of investment. But it just kills me when I see people say they want to go to the gym and they pay that over and over and over every month and don't even go. At least if you're going to pay for something, whatever it is, whether it's the gym, anything, use it. Get your money's worth, right? So if you're at the job, it's a give and take, right? You're working, they're paying you. When you're with your spouse or you're in a relationship, it's a give and take, right? But when it's the gym, they're just taking, they don't care about taking your money. They'll take your money and don't care if you show up, right? So I'm just saying that because that's just one of my own little pet peeves, but it can be really with anything, guys. That's the point. It can be with anything. But I think that people are afraid of giving that extra work, right? Because we work our jobs. If you're an entrepreneur, you're constantly working. But listen, this is the thing about commitment. This is the beautiful thing. There's so many, like, right? I'm talking about some downsides to commitment, right? Or we're going to flip it up right now. There's so many benefits to committing, right? Because when you're committing, you're making like in essence, a promise, an oath, a pact with yourself saying that I am committing to doing this. And when I commit to this, I'm committing to go all in. I don't want to halfway myself through it, right? I want to give 120%. And when you make that decision, right, it's all about making up your mind that no matter what happens, right, and unless it's an emergency, if you commit to doing something, right, and you schedule that into your schedule and it's a priority to you, no matter what happens, that thing is getting done. Right. And the beautiful thing about commitment is that once you commit and you tell yourself, I'm willing to put in the work that it's going to take to produce the result that I want in my life or my business or whatever the case may be. The beautiful thing is that once you commit and you stick with it, you're going to start to see the results that you want in life. Now, I know that the hard part is the sticking with it, right? Because we live in a microwave society, right? We want to just be able to put it in. And in 2 minutes, we want to see results. Right? But it just doesn't work out like that. Life doesn't work out like that. Life is a process. And a lot of times you want to skip the process and just get to the result. But it does. That's not how things work, right? So we have to commit. But the beautiful thing about it is that once you commit and you start going through the process, even in the beginning when you're not seeing the result, you say, you know what? In your mind, you already fixated. You already see the end goal. You already see the end result. And you just start pushing yourself every single day and telling yourself, I'm going to get there no matter what. I'm going to get there no matter what. I'm not going to stop until I win, right? I am not going to stop until I win. And the beautiful thing about it is that when you make that decision and you keep moving forward and those results start kicking in and you start seeing those results and you're like, okay, now I see some stuff. Like my son, for example, right now, he's been going to the gym. And there's been time, honestly, that he's been paying for the gym and he hasn't been going. But in these last couple of weeks, I've really been seeing a turn for the good in him. And even just yesterday, he came from the gym and he had his guns out and he's flexing for me. He's like, look, dad. And he's showing me his muscles and he's like, you see, look, they're getting cut. And he was so excited. You should see the look on his face. Why? Because he started seeing some results. But this didn't happen in 2 minutes or 2 weeks. This is something that he's been going through because he's starting to understand as he gets older, he's starting to understand that if you want to see the results that you want to see in life, you got to commit. You got to make a commitment and you got to stick with it. And he started sticking with it. And I was so happy for him because he showed me his guns and he was like, look, they cut here, they cut there. I was like, let me feel it. And so I feel it and it was solid, man. My man is solid. And we just had a little moment there, but that's what happens. That's again, that's a gym example, but That's what happens in any area of life, in any area that, in any single area of life or business. And when I say life, I mean, that's business included, right? Because if you're in business and you're an entrepreneur, or you own a business or you work for somebody else, it's a part of your life, right? You wake up, you got to work that business out. So it's a part of your life. So I'm speaking in a general concept, but that happens in any area that you make, that you decide to make that choice to commit and you're willing to do the work that is required to see the results. It is a beautiful thing, guys. I promise you, when you open your mouth and you speak those words, I'm going to commit to this. Don't take that lightly. It's a powerful thing. I was just talking to my wife the other day and I was telling her, wow, it's amazing how much power we have in our tongues, right? It's amazing how much power we have in our tongues and with the things that we speak audibly, right? So if we say, hey, right? Like when my wife and I got married, we couldn't just think, hey, I'm going to commit to her in our minds. No, we had to say it out loud. And we had to say, I do. Till death do us part. We had to speak it out in front of people so that we can be held accountable and we can make a statement to the world and letting them know like, hey, listen, we're committing to each other. So if you guys have been struggling with your commitments, why don't you try starting to verbalize it in a group of people, to your friends, to your family, maybe even on social media, right? And let people know that you have committed to do this thing and now they can hold you accountable, because now when people see it and say, hey, I heard that you said this, how's that going? And you don't want to, like, a lot of times we don't care about letting ourselves down. But when it comes to that question right there, again, it's about committing to other people, other things. We don't want to let other people down. When they ask us that hard question, like, hey, how's it been going? We kind of feel like a turtle with our putting our head in our shell, because we don't want to be seen if we haven't committed to that thing, right? But if we have, we'd be like, oh man, that was great. We're doing a great job. I'm seeing results. Things are happening. Things are moving forward. It's amazing. And they're going to be like, oh, congratulations. And that's a great feeling. And that's where we all want to get to in life. We want to get to, not only are we satisfying others, right? Because we've been talking about committing to other things. So not only do we want to, is it cool? And do we want to satisfy others, right? We want to commit to other people and other things. But how cool is it when you can stand up and wake up in the morning and stand up and look at yourself in the mirror and know that you are a commitment maker and that you stick to your commitments? Right? When you say you're going to do something and you do it. I just recently launched a challenge in one of my private Facebook groups, right? The I Won't Stop Until I Win group. So if you're listening to the show and you're looking for a great group to join, you'll want to check out I Won't Stop Until I Win on Facebook. Join the group. It's a private group of like-minded individuals who are climbing their way to the tops day by day, moment by moment, right? With other people who are helping them win and cheering them on, right? What better community to be part of than a community of other people who are excited for your wins? There's no hating, there's no jealousy, there's no animosity. It's just everybody wanting to win collectively and get to the top. So you're listening to the I Won't Stop Until I Win podcast. You might as well go ahead and join the I Won't Stop Until I Win private Facebook group, where I'm in there frequently dropping nuggets and dropping gems and bringing on guests to the show as well into the group. But I made a commitment, right? When I launched the group, I just launched it a week ago. I launched the group and I made a commitment and I said, for the next 7 days, I want everybody to write down whatever they've done that day that was better than the day before, than the previous day, right? And I committed that I was going to go into the group for 7 days and do a Facebook Live. And I stuck with it. Did things pop up? Absolutely. Did things happen where I was like, oh man, I don't know if I'm, absolutely. But listen, I committed and I stuck with it and I did it every single day for 7 days. And it felt great because the feedback I got from people was amazing. People are watching the videos, they're watching the replay, they're watching the lives, they're commenting, they're engaging, and it's working wonderfully. So if you want to be a part of that group, I want to go ahead and encourage you to do that. But listen, at the end of the day, guys, commitment is key to all success in life, whether it's relational, work, business, spouse, whatever it is, gym. I'm always with the gym, huh? Jim, whatever it is in life, commitment is your key to success. Commitment is your key to success. And with commitment comes consistency, right? You have to commit to be consistent so that you can constantly see the results that you want to see in your own life. So, hey guys, listen, I hope that you're motivated enough to get committed, stay committed, and keep on committing so that you can see crazy results in your own life and your business. And guess what, guys? I will see you at the top, because the bottom is overcrowded. So until next week, make sure that you guys don't stop until you win. Take care and God bless. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires360.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.